AM 910 WJCW Tri-Cities Talk Radio. It's now time for Dr. Dean Baird from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital and his pet Puri.
Well, good morning to Dr. Dean on this Monday morning. How are you, sir? Welcome in on this somewhat foggy Monday morning. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, only you're not seeing me, but that's okay.
No, that... That's the rhetorical good to see you right there.
So yeah. What were those first 22 strawberry letters like, Carl?
They didn't publish those. That's the only thing that...
So I guess there was something really significant about the 23rd one, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. He tried 22 times to make his feelings known, and so
I think it was, here it was. That was my birthday's on the 23rd. Maybe that's
what
it was.
There you go.
Of February?
No.
What day? No,
July.
I mean, what month?
But still, it's
July.
The 23rd.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Jot, dot, dot, dot. Okay. Dr. Dean, July 23rd.
I love how people like just nonchalantly remind you when their birthday is. Just
well, I wasn't planning to remind him of when my birthday was. I was just mentioning the date.
All right. Fair enough.
It's probably good for people not to know when their birthday is.
Dr. Dean Baird comes to us with greetings from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, which is, of course, the sponsor of this program. They're in Boone's Creek, and we'll find out how you can be in touch with them shortly. But Dr. Dean joins us with tips every week for pet owners. I had a cartoon this morning. It showed the same view of a door closed and a door open. With the open door, there was nothing in front of it there. The door was closed. Six cats are trying to peek underneath and find out what they can find underneath the door to try to get in. Yeah. What is so curious about cats? Why are they so curious, Dr.
Dean? I've been wondering that for years. That cartoon really expresses the essence of cats.
Yeah.
It doesn't it, though?
And mother-in-laws.
Okay.
Hadn't thought about that one.
Yeah.
No, okay. Dr. Dean, you and I better go ahead and sign that insurance paper.
I'll let that
okay.
one go.
Yeah, absolutely. Rolling on. What you got for us this morning?
Well, last week we talked about the rather complicated issue of low protein levels in animals.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you all remember that.
I do.
Yeah. I was particularly talking about the loss of albumin, which is the protein that's important for maintaining. I started to say fluid balance. That's not the right way to put it. For keeping fluid in the blood vessels, meaning that if the albumin level falls, is lower than it should be, then you can have fluid escape the blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
And it can go into the interstitial tissue, which is why you get edema. Or it can go into body cavities, like the abdomen or the thorax, and then you've got free fluid in a body cavity, which is never a good thing.
Yeah.
And I made the comment that other than burns, which is a pretty common cause of that in people, or it could be in animals if you saw a burn, it usually occurs because either the protein's not being made in the liver, number one.
Mm-hmm.
There's protein loss because there's proteinuria, which means protein in the urine because of a problem with the kidney's ability to keep the protein where it's supposed to be. Or the third common cause is that there's protein that's being lost out of the intestine. And that's the one I wanted to talk about today.
Okay.
Now, remember, we talked a few weeks ago about colon in both dogs and cats. We didn't talk that much about small intestinal disease, but I need to talk a little bit about that today to help people understand what we're talking about with this protein loss.
Okay.
What I said about the colon was the colon is responsible for absorbing water out of the material that is what we call ingesta. That means stuff that you've eaten.
Right.
That has to make its way through the small intestine and then eventually be pooped out. Well, it's in a very fluid form when it's in the small intestine. And if it wasn't for the colon sitting there absorbing fluid, it'd be in a really fluid form when it comes out, which is, of course, called diarrhea.
Right.
And if there's intestinal malfunction, whether it's small or large intestine, then sometimes the colon doesn't get a chance to do all that, and it does come out as diarrhea. All right, so let's back up. It would be diarrhea if the colon didn't do what it did.
Okay.
That's because the ingesta in the small intestine is fluid. In the fluid form, it's easier for that material to have the nutrients that are in it be absorbed by the small intestine.
Okay.
So we got to kind of contrast what the two parts of the bowel do. the colon doesn't really so much absorb anything nutrient-wise as it does water. Probably absorbs some nutrients, but not like the small bowel. The small intestine absorbs nutrients out of that watery material that's out in the lumen of the small bowel, or else you would never have any nutrition. That's how you absorb what you eat. That's right. What the small intestine does. That's its job.
Yeah.
And if you've got a problem with the small intestine causing you to have diarrhea, you'll notice that you or somebody you've known, if that goes on for several days, will lose weight.
Sure.
Probably for two reasons. One of them is you've probably lost fluid.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is because you're not absorbing nutrients the way you should be because everything's all messed up and it's just all going out as watery diarrhea and nothing gets absorbed.
Yeah.
So absorption of nutrients from the small intestine is essential for normal function of the body. Now, if there is a problem so that you have diarrhea, you're going to lose all different sorts of nutrients if they're not being absorbed.
Right.
One of those is protein. Then the three big classes of nutrients are proteins, carbohydrates, and fat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know in those cases where it's selective, necessarily why it's so selective, but some of the cases of diarrhea that occur in dogs, and I'm really talking about this as a dog problem. I'm not saying it can't happen in cats, but the particular disease syndrome that we're talking about, which we call protein losing enteropathy. Enteropathy is just a fancy word that means disease of the small intestine. Happens so that the protein portion of the nutrients that are in that ingesta that's in the small intestine doesn't get absorbed. And it goes on out through the rest of the intestine. Most of the time with at least some degree of diarrhea. It's not impossible for there to be some protein loss and the animal not even have diarrhea, which really is a head scratcher for me, but apparently it does occur. So this is a real complicated disease because of just the way that it works. It's not necessarily always complicated to get to the root of it, but you got to do some testing to get there. Because if you get a dog that's having diarrhea and you do basic blood work on them and this problem is going on, then one of the things that's going to be abnormal on their blood work is their protein albumin. The albumin part of it's going to be low. Sometimes their total protein level will be low. And sometimes those patients have abdominal swelling and you ultrasound them and they've got fluid in their abdomen. I've even seen some that had fluid in their chest too.
Wow.
Or edema, but fluid in the abdomen is the most common presentation. I don't know that we really understand why it occurs in the patients that get it. It's not something that once you diagnose it, you say, well, this pet has this protein loss because it's got X.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because the protein loss is the X. That's the problem. That's what it's doing.
Okay.
We just don't necessarily know what caused it to happen. We do know that it occurs in smaller dogs, particularly seems like Yorkshire Terriers, although it's not by any means limited to them. There are some breeds that tend to have it more than other breeds do. And identification of it can take a little bit of work if they're not got abdominal distension, if they just got diarrhea, and you're kind of trying to figure out the diarrhea thing, and you do blood, and you run up on a low albumin level, and you're thinking, whoa, we got more here than just diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say it that way is, yeah, it's a big deal to have diarrhea. I think we'd all agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But not every case of diarrhea. Matter of fact, the majority, the wide majority of cases of diarrhea in dogs don't result in significant protein loss.
Mm-hmm.
So wherein is the difference?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Yeah, it's a head scratcher. It's a difference in the individual animal, meaning there is a more of a cellular level problem going on in those patients that have the protein loss than there is in just XYZ dog over here that's got diarrhea.
Oh, okay.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So what's happening in there in the intestine in these patients is that there's an inflammatory problem of some sort that's going on inside the small intestine that's resulting in protein loss that's in most cases not there. And it's probably a hereditary genetic type thing of some kind, but I don't know that anybody's really got their finger around it. I mean, I'm sure some research has been done and they may have isolated something associated with it, but it's kind of like a dog chasing a car. When you catch it, what do you do with it? just because they know that don't mean we can keep it from happening.
Right.
That's true.
So now
do we need.
Go ahead. I'm going to take a break and let y'all ask me a question, and I'll say what I was going to
say. Well, we've got to take a break probably till next week. This certainly sounds like it can extend into a second week of consideration for dog owners in particular.
Yeah, I knew this was going to take time because it's kind of complex, and it's something people are sitting there thinking, why in the world is he talking about this? I never heard about that before.
Well, that's the reason.
I can answer that and other burning questions next week.
Yeah. That sounds good. Dr. Dean Baird joins us every Monday around 8:15. Brought to you by Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, his clinic. How do folks get in touch with you, Doc?
Let's call 282-3771.
Very good. We'll talk to you next Monday.